We are here this morning by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's be very warm. Let's be joyful. How many of us are joyful, really? Only very few. What about the rest? Please be joyful, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. You like me? You like me? Only very few people. Praise God for every one of you. Amen. So let's sing a chorus. Just ask the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to fill us with His power. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift up. Lord, if it's possible to play the keyboard, or if you can, somebody can, the musicians, please. If you can also, you can, worship leaders, you can also sing. We sing this, fill my cup, Lord, I lift up my Lord. The key says E here. Blessed, I don't know. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift up my Lord. How many of us know this? Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up. Only very few. Oh my God. Okay, let's sing this, okay? Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Rid of hell and fill me.
We are singing this for a purpose. The purpose is that we should be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Every one of us. We need the Holy Spirit. We can't enter the Holy of Holies without the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit, just Jesus Christ, to the disciples. On the day of Pentecost, they received the Holy Spirit. They're all filled with the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues. They received power. They received anointing. They received the gifts and talents. Hallelujah! 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 Please, don't be very feeble. Please don't be feeble. I think if this is an African church, they will hit the ceiling and the false ceiling would have come down. Why? I know in India is so very, very soft and very gentle. I think that's a gift of God. Praise God, the Indians are soft and gentle. Am I right, Blessing? Chari, I'm paranjan chari. അവർ പറഞ്ഞാലും മതി കേട്ടോ. ഞാനിവിടെ നാട്ടിൽ നിന്നു. പ്രൈസ് ഗോഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഷെൽ റൈസ് യുവർ ഹാൻഡ്സ് ആൻഡ് സേ ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, 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 ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഇൻ ഹെവൻ, ഇഫ് വി ഗോ ദേർ, ഐ വോണ്ട് സേ ഇഫ് അറ്റ് ആൾ വി ഗോ ദേർ, വി ഗോ ദേർ. In heaven, when we go there, nobody will be sitting idle. It's a fact. It's a truth. Nobody will be sitting idle there. They'll be worshipping like Joshua and Jane, the musicians, worship leader like Selvi and every one of you. Okay. Hallelujah. Shall we sing again? Ask the Lord. This is real. I want the Lord to fill my cup, my heart, my body, my soul. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, Jesus Christ, feed me. Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up. Make me whole. This is a prayer. This is a worship. This is a, you know, a longing. Long for this, please. I'm speaking with this great burden. I'm speaking with great burden for our church, for both English and Tamil church. You may not know my burden, but we have a burden for you. As pastors' families, we have a burden for you. That's our job. A pastor is not like a bus conductor. He gives the starting whistle and then the stopping whistle. Not like that. You know, in churches, they have conductors. They conduct the morning service. They conduct the evening service. So they are conductors. In a spirit-filled church, there are no conductors. Leaders. Who are pastors? Leaders. Pastors are spiritual leaders appointed by God, anointed by God, and souls are given to them to lead them in wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. That is what the Bible says. God gives us shepherds to lead you in wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. To lead you, where to lead you? To lead you through the narrow path, through the narrow gate, through the camel's eye. That is the job, the calling of pastors and the fire officers of the apostolic church. What we need is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the seal of the Holy Spirit. Because without the seal of the Holy Spirit, we can't enter the kingdom of God when Jesus comes in his glory. So we fill this up. We sing this now, okay? Shall we sing again? Somebody start. Shall we start?
My cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Make me whole. Make me whole means make me perfected. God wants us to be perfected, right? Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. How many of us like imperfectness? Nobody likes to be imperfect. Okay? We want our children to be perfect. We want our lives to be perfect. You want our jobs to be perfect? You want our biryani to be perfect? How many times we are complaining, oh, this biryani, today's biryani is not so perfect, it's imperfect. Have you not? If we are so careful for biryani, how much carefulness we should have for our lives? We got to be perfect. It is job of a servant of God to make us to stand perfect, to make every man stand perfect in the sight of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So to be perfect, we have a journey. We have to grow. We have to advance. We have to climb. We have to reach. So, a Christian journey, a Christian life, is not a life of stagnation. It's not a life of stagnation. Let's check our hearts. Am I mobile? Yes, I'm having mobile, Pastor. That's my heart. I always live with my mobile. I sleep with my mobile. I'm not talking about that. Are we mobile? We are with the mobile. It's not that. Am I mobile? That means I may keep moving. I keep progressing. Am I striving? Am I moving forward? The problem with the world, the Christian system is it has become so, kind of a culture which is set in normally in the churches is stagnation. Stagnation is there. It is a devil's work. Devil doesn't want us to progress. Devil doesn't want us to grow. But we have to fight the devil. We have to stand against the devil. We have to move forward. We have to advance. Hallelujah. So, I'm sorry, I can't stand it. We sing once more. Just to remind you, every moment of our lives, ask the Lord for filling up. Filling up. Filling up. To make me whole. Make me whole. To be perfected. You know the ultimate meaning of perfection? Anyone knows? What is the ultimate meaning of perfection? Jesus himself said that he must be perfected. Anyone? What is the ultimate objective, the meaning of perfection? Anyone? Shall I say? Yes or no? The way in which you're staring at me shows that the ultimate meaning of perfection, the ultimate goal of perfection, towards perfection, is resurrection. Resurrection. Hallelujah. Resurrection. When ultimately we are perfected, we go on the path of perfection. We grow. Every day we grow, we strive, move forward. We got to abound. Abounding, abounding, growing, striving, climbing. You might have probably heard of the John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. How many of us know that? John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. Praise God. That was a very few. Praise God. They say next to the Bible, that book, they say John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. That means it's an imaginary story, a parable of a pilgrim who is striving and climbing and reaching our Lord Jesus Christ to heaven. There's a very olden days book. Nobody knows now. What the church needs a lot is wisdom and knowledge. Biblical knowledge, biblical wisdom, general knowledge, general wisdom. Try to get as much as possible information about many things. Praise God. We in Chennai is, we need a lot of input. We need a lot of input. Praise God. So, I'm sorry, I will sing again once. Bless you. Please kindly help me. Thank you. She'll sing again. Shall you all lift up your hands?
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup.
let's turn to the Word of God. We don't have time to sing some other choruses. So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can move forward. We can go forward. Hallelujah. Let's turn to the Word of God. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, I'll read. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we praise you. Thank you. Glorify, Lord, for a wonderful morning time. Thank you, Lord, for the last, Lord, Sunday of this month, the March. The March has marched so fast, Lord, that we are, Lord, going to celebrate the April 1st. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus, for the wonderful way that you have led us all through the 3 months of this year. Even as we, Lord, travel this journey of life in this year, that we shall grow forward, we shall go forward, we shall grow, we shall strive, we shall try to reach out, that we shall, Lord, learn more, that we shall be active. Pray, Lord, that thou shalt remove every stagnant spirit in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of stagnation, leave in the name of Jesus, in the Christendom. Hallelujah. That we shall not keep quiet. Lord, you are not keeping quiet. You are very active. Lord, your eyes are, Lord, following every one of us all through the world, all through the earth. And you are listening to everyone. You are watching everyone. You know the movements of everyone. You are aware of everything that's going on in the world. Even the Ukraine war, Russian war, that you are, Lord, seeing everything. But you have a purpose. You have a plan. You have a plan for the church. Your eyes are upon the church. You protect the church, the whole world, the redeemed ones, the blood-washed people of God, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. Lord, your eyes are upon it. I praise you. Thank you, Jesus, that you are expecting us to, Lord, grow. You're expecting us to, Lord, grow, go forward. Hallelujah. To be perfected. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Lead us, Holy Spirit, Lord. Lead us. Fill us with every one of us. Fill every one of us with the Holy Spirit. Those who are watching outside. Those who are, Lord, in every service. That everyone shall be, none shall be left out, Lord. Everyone shall be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. That none shall be lost. None shall be lost. That is our objective, Lord. Your objective. So we have to live for that. We praise you. Thank you. Glorify, Lord. Be with, Lord, thy servants who are, Lord, ministering in different cities. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus, that enable them to come safe home. Lord, and continue the ministry. We praise and thank you, Lord, for them. They're teaching us every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday. Thank and praise you, Lord, for your pastors, your anointed pastors who are, Lord, teaching us, leading us, guiding us, counseling us. We praise and thank you, Lord, for them. Bless every family. Bless every family, Lord. Bless the work, profession, job, retired life, children's education, everything, marriage, every aspect of the lives. Lord, let your plan and purpose be fulfilled in the lives of everyone. In the lives of everyone, let your plan and purpose be fulfilled. Enable us to commit ourselves totally in your hands, Lord. That none shall stagnate in their lives. The devil shall not stagnate anyone in their lives. We remove the stagnation. We demolish the stagnation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That thy children shall progress. Let thy children progress in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let them come out of the shells. Progress in life. Go ahead. That they shall go ahead in Jesus. That they shall go ahead in Jesus. We praise you, thank you, glorify Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen, amen. Shall we say amen? Amen. 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 Say amen. Amen. Say amen. I think you should ask Harry to come to exhort you to say amen. Wonderful. Servant of God, man of God, your pastors. So we have two ways here. The narrow way and the broad way. Not Paris Corner. The broad, wide, open way. The whole world goes. The whole world goes unaware of what's going to happen. They don't know the ultimate fate of what's going to happen to the world. They keep moving towards the bottomless abyss. Hell is expanding, the word of God says. Hell is expanding. My God, horrible. Just imagine. Oh my God. Many years ago, we prayed for a dear brother, a distant relative, a Christian. He was given to much drinking, booze, Bangalorean, naturally. So he came down here to Chennai, and then we were with them. We went there. He's been drinking for years. So myself and sister, we sat with him, laid hands on him. We prayed for him. Used to get up early in the morning at 4:30, not pray, take a little sip at 4:30 in the morning, little booze, just that kind of a person. So we prayed with him. And then that day he got delivered. And that night he slept. The next day he said he saw dreams. In the dream, he's watching humanity passing through, crowds and crowds and crowds moving through. And there's a huge ditch, very huge. It's like the Niagara Falls. Can you just imagine the water from the Niagara Falls going and falling into the, you know, down there? You would have seen, every one of us might have seen that. Like that, humanity is going and falling into the ditch, into the pit. That's what he said. They're all happy, gay, and really gay. You know what gay is now, okay? Gay kind of people. Oh, everybody is happy and gay. Don't you find the whole society happy and gay? Nobody's mourning, no? The whole society is happy and gay. They don't know where they are going. They are going and falling into this hell. Bible says hell is expanding. My God. So what kind of a world we are living in? By the grace of God, we have the word. We have the word of God. We all know that this is called the Logos. Logos means the whole Bible, the word of God. This morning we have the Rhema. The Rhema is enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Jesus himself says that. See, God himself says that. So, where am I heading? Have we found the narrow gate? I'm sure that we all have found the narrow gate. We have entered the narrow gate. That's why we are here. That's why we are here. Because we are saved, we are born again, we are washed by the precious blood of Jesus, we are redeemed, and some of us are anointed by the Holy Spirit. So, are we safe? We are safe inside the narrow gate. Praise God that we are not outside the narrow gate. We must be sure. I have entered the narrow gate. Have I passed through the narrow gate? Or am I outside? Am I inside? Where am I? That we have to ask that question. We only know that. Our soul knows that. Our spirit knows that. We have learned a lot about soul, spirit, and body. A person is a soul. Bible says, God, all the souls belong, every soul belongs to God. That's what the Bible says. That means every human being, man or woman, whatever the age, every one of us, all the souls, even the non-Christians, Jews or Gentiles, Christians or heathen, whatever you call it, every soul belongs to God. God is not interested in a soul that perishes, who dies in sin. God's desire is that everyone should live. He wants every human being to live. That is the objective of God. That is why Jesus came down. God came down. Why Jesus, the pre-incarnate God, Jesus Christ, who exists even before his birth. Don't think that Jesus Christ was born only on Christmas Day. He's there forever. Hallelujah. Eternally is there. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the triune God. He took the form of a man when he was born in Virgin Mary for a purpose. The purpose is to take us through the narrow gate. To save us. And it is, you know, to progress in life, to progress, to go ahead in our lives, that we have to pass through the narrow gate. The gate of God's discipline, the gate of obedience. First thing is the gate of obedience, that we have to obey God. We have to obey the will of God. We have to obey the word of God. You see this Matthew chapter 5 onwards, if you study, read at home, from the time Jesus goes and sits on top of the mountain when he was seated, his disciples came to him on chapter 5 onwards from the Beatitudes. From the Beatitudes through chapter 5, 6, 7, up to 7:29, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. After that is the teachings on the narrow way. Not only these three chapters, but in every book, every chapter, wherever Jesus teaches, he teaches the narrow way. The way of obedience to the word of God. In the beginning, God commanded Adam and Eve. From that time onwards, God is teaching the narrow way. God taught them, Adam and Eve, the narrow way. But Eve disobeyed God. And she was, and Adam disobeyed God. And they were thrown out. And there was a gate in the Garden of Eden where it's flaming sort of fire. But they can't enter back. They're thrown out. They can't enter back. See? Gates are important in life. But we have a way. We have a gate. We have a way. Jesus himself is the way. He is the gate. Hallelujah. No one comes to the Father except through me, says Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we have to be very close to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every moment of our lives, walk with God, talk with God. Never go away from the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be aware of His presence every moment of our lives. And it is the will of God for every human being that we should pass through the narrow gate. The narrow gate means God's discipline, God's word. We can live as we like. See, the worldly man says, I can do what I like. I can go where I like. I can, I need not obey. There is no God. I don't have to obey God. We are on our own. We have freedom. In different countries, the understanding of freedom is different. In India, it's one kind of concept, freedom means. In the advanced Western countries, I'm on my own. I don't care about my husband. I don't want my husband. I don't want my wife. I'm a single mother. Great pride is there, being calling themselves single mother. Single mom. What a great pride. Just imagine. My God. We are far better than those people. Hallelujah. Praise God for the sanctity that God has given us in India to be together as husband and wife, to be as families, to be as God's people together. So we have to be aware of this. And then, in the narrow way, it is a character building. You know, we have to have a good character. Morality, good character, according to the word of God. According to the word of God, we have to subject ourselves to this discipline of having a proper, good characteristics, godly characteristics, biblical characteristics, how the Lord wants us to behave, how the Lord wants us to think. For example, you can see how in, looking at a woman with, lust itself is sin, adultery. All those things are there. You read the whole thing. Now we don't have time. Anyway, we'll go through this. And we are subjected to God. Narrow way means subjected to God. I'm not beyond God. I'm not aside God. My life is subjected to God. My body, mind, and soul. Everything is subjected to God. That's the narrow way. I'm answerable to God. A time comes when we are answerable to God. Hallelujah. It's all truth. A day will come that we'll stand before Him and we'll be judged according to our deeds. We'll have a reward. The narrow way leads us to accountability. We are accountable to God. We can't do anything and then go scot-free. We are accountable to God. Hallelujah. It's all a blessing. Going through the narrow way is a blessing. Subjecting ourselves to the law of God, to the teachings of Jesus Christ, to the word of God, is a blessing. During the Old Testament time, God led Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then God gave the law of God, the Ten Commandments and the law of God. You'll find that from Genesis through Deuteronomy. The law is written there. is given to the people of Israel. In Hebrew, it's called the Torah. God gave the Torah to Moses. And they have to obey that. The people of Israel, they are subjected to that. It's a narrow way. They have to pass through that. The sacrifices, the many laws, 630 laws are there from Genesis through Deuteronomy. From Bereshit through Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. And then we have to live by the truth. It's a narrow way. We can't tell lies. We can't tell distortions. We can't speak tricky ways. It is the devil that speaks tricky ways. Very cunning ways. That's how the devil deceived Adam and Eve. The spirit of cunningness, craftiness. Devil is crafty. So that's a broad way. Every way of the devil is the broad way. People go by the broad way and then finally perish. We go by the narrow way. We live by the narrow way. And we are saved by God. Hallelujah. You see, Luke chapter 13, Jesus says again about this narrow way there. Let's see, Luke 13, 24, and verse 24 and 25. Luke 13, I read, 24 and 25. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter, will not be able. Because once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you will begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us, and he will answer to you, I do not know you. Where are you from? Let us be recognized by God. Am I recognized by God? God says, I don't know you. What a horrible thing it is. Does God know me? Does Jesus know me? So that's a pretty serious thing. So that's what this is what I said, to grow, to strive forward. That's what it says in 24. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. So life is not stagnant. Christian life is not stagnant. You're not stuck. If someone says, oh my God, pastor, brother, I am stuck in my life. So why are you stuck? Because you are not striving to go forward. God doesn't stop anybody. It's we who stop ourselves. Why am I not progressing in my life? Probably may ask about your promotion or job or, you know, economy and all those things. You know, not getting married, still bachelor, still spinster. So it's not just like that. It's not just those things. If you're stuck in our spiritual life, you're not striving to progress. We're not praying. We're not at the feet of God. We are not staying at the feet of God and asking God, seeking the Lord every morning. Lord, show me the way, show me the way, show me the way. What I must do? Paul asked Jesus, when he got saved, Lord, show me the way. Let me know what I must do. What is thy will for me? So if you feel stuck, if you feel that you're not progressing in life, are you doing the will of God? Are you obeying the will of God? Search your hearts. Don't have something in front of you. And that is a broad way. looking at the broad way, not looking at the narrow way, looking at the broad way. Everybody is going this way. So I also go in the broad way. This is the way of the world. So following the broad way by nature, by choice, by desire, disliking or rejecting or not giving importance to the narrow way, there is no end for the broad way. You'll not have any thing done. You'll not achieve your goal. So go by the narrow way. That means go by the will of God. Seek the will of God. Seek the plan and purpose of God in your life. God has created you for a certain purpose on earth. We are not created to be an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer or a businessman or an IT man or whatever it is, or a housewife or houseless wife. It's not. I mean, don't mistake me. Houseless wife means those who are living in rented houses. So God will give you your house. Believe that God will give me a house. God will give you a house. Okay? Praise God. So when you seek the will of God, plan and purpose of God, life will be wonderful. Life will be amazing. You will enjoy life. Hallelujah. You are created to enjoy life. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever that's standing in front of you, bottleneck, God is able to remove. Hallelujah. Every barrier will be removed in Jesus' name. What is a barrier? Hallelujah. Let the barrier go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He goes forward, removing every barrier. Hallelujah. That's why it takes you through the narrow way. He goes with you in the narrow way. He is with you in the narrow way. You take these camels. There's a camel man who takes the camel. He comes from the wilderness and he enters the he wants to enter the Jerusalem gate. He goes through the narrow way. You see that in Matthew chapter 19. You'll find that in 23-24. Matthew chapter 19, 23-24. And then Jesus said to the disciples, "Assuredly, I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." This is a parable. There is the disciples are asking, how can a rich man enter the kingdom of God? Jesus says that because of his, the love for riches and money and wealth and everything, that he is not able to go through the narrow way. The camel's eye means there is a small hole in the Jerusalem wall in the granites cut for a camel to pass through. The camel has to bend down, bend the front legs down and duck the head, squeeze the body, and the camel man will, guide the camel to pass through, enter this small hole in the wall that's called the eye of the needle by the Jewish people. And, the way in which the camel bends its front legs, if you see from the side, if you picture that, it'll be like this. It'll look like the third alphabet of the Hebrew language. Third, the Aleph, Bet, Gimel. Aleph is A, Bet is B, Gimel is C in Hebrew language. So it will be bent like that. The camel bends down, sits down, bends, it's like it goes through that. So the Hebrew word language is a picture language. So everything is pictured. So that shows humility, bending down the knees, bending down the head, humble itself, humble the whole camel, so big, tall, humbles itself, bends down, goes through, obeys the camel man, obeys, squeezes itself, goes through the discipline, goes through the difficulty, slowly comes out on the other side. Hallelujah. So in Hebrew language, camel is called the gamal. Gamal. From the word gamal comes camel. So this is for some information. So just like a camel that goes through the eye of the needle, in the Hebrew culture, in the Jewish culture, biblical culture, the eye of the needle is that hole I said through that. Because I have a picture. When I was reading this, preparing this message, suddenly there was a news and a Google news pop-up that came. Suddenly the eye of the needle came. I just saved it. It shows that the Lord wants me to show how the eye of the needle looks like, and I don't have time to project it now. So that's you can Google eye of the needle in your mobile. Not now. After go home and have breakfast, you can then search eye of the needle. You can see one girl standing there and showing the way. And then, have you seen any of it? Some of you might have seen eye of the needle. And I think a sister has seen several times. Praise God. So that means it's a discipline, subjecting ourselves. Hallelujah. Going through that. Strive. Progress. Christian life is not stagnation, it's progress. Progress in life according to the will of God, according to the plan of God. Don't go by the broad way. Where is it? Don't waste your lifetime. Please don't waste your lifetime. Life is very small, very short. Hallelujah. Every moment of your life is important. Every moment of your life, you can learn something from the Bible, from the Lord. You can learn something. Go forward, strive forward, progress. Achieve. I show you 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now we don't have time, so we'll rush fast and finish. I think another 2 minutes, you will be off for Sunday class. Those of you who are very, very, conscious about your Sunday class timing, very good. Praise God for that. So you can rush. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from all the details, from sexual immorality and all the other, sins and everything is mentioned there in the chapter. You can go home and read. Hallelujah. So, abound more and more, abound. Is your life abounding, brother, sister? Is your family abounding? In Tamil it says increase. In Tamil word is pirugam. So Christian life is not stagnation. Christian life is not getting stuck. Christian life is not, being just where you are. Same way. Just imagine your children. They're born, they grow. If they don't grow, how it will be? We'll feel so sad, no? Physically, they are not growing. Might have seen some dwarf children. Small babies. Not children, not growing up. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Why? They will grow. Hallelujah. You believe the Lord will make my child to abound, to increase, to grow, to perfection. It is the will of God that for every human being to be perfected. Hallelujah. The Lord will perfect your children. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's confess that word. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Amen. And my children, my family. Hallelujah. My physical body, my soul, my spirit. Hallelujah. My whole being. My family, my larger family. My church, I must say. The Lord will perfect our church. Hallelujah. We are striving forward. This has been my burden for, you know, always. It's been a burden. English congregation as well as Tamil church. Not getting stagnating, not sitting there. It's going ahead. Climb ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead. You remember? Who remembers that? Who said that? Somebody said, Ron Canali. You said, brother? Praise God. You know who said that? Go ahead, go ahead, you go ahead, you go ahead. Have you heard of Ron Canali? The black singer? He always says, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Please go on Google and listen to that song. Ron Canali, series of songs. Okay, wonderful. You can sing the church also. And I think some of you, sometime you sung Joshua. Praise God. So if I had not gone forward, if you have not gone ahead, by the grace, of course, this is God's plan, God's purpose, God's will, ancient plan of God before I was born, that this church should be here. That is God's plan. If I had not strived, if I had not progressed, if I had not thought about it, this church would not have been possible. I would have been retired long ago and settled in St. Thomas's Mount, Alandur, my parents' house. I would have been rotting there. Going to church ritualistically every Sunday morning. Yes, ritualistically observing Ash Wednesday, Good Friday, Easter, All Souls Day, All Saints Day. All that unwanted and, you know, unbiblical things. You would have been just following that, rotting, waiting for death. What a life is it? Is it life? So let's forget all that. Let's not be, you know, stuck, stagnant. Go forward. Hallelujah. Praise God. What about Jesus Christ? He himself came down from heaven. He suffered for us. He did the ministry. He traveled everywhere. He suffered, you know, the cross. He suffered the crucifixion. He died. He rose again. He spoke from the cross. And he ascended and sent the Holy Spirit and is going to come again. Is he stagnant? Is Jesus stagnant? No. Is the Father God stagnant? The Holy Spirit stagnant? The triune God is not stagnant. It is the Christians, it is the ritualistic Christians who put God in a picture and make him look like, say, you know, he's as if he's stuck and stagnant in the within the picture. Remove every picture of Jesus Christ from your house. Idols or picture or whatever it is, remove it and discard it. The idol worship, God hates that. That kind of picture will make you stuck in life. Remove that. We have nothing to do with the heathen. We have nothing to do with people, you know, who go on the broad way, their cultures, their festivals and all those things. Don't get entangled with them. For the sake of, you know, courtesy or keep a polite distance. Smile and keep a polite distance from the heathenic culture. That will stagnate you. You cannot enter through the narrow gate. Praise God. Many things to be said. I don't have time now. Let's close now. Let's go on to perfection. Hallelujah. Just finish one word and finish now. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. You see all these facts, those truths. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares. And let us run with the endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah! 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 Please do these things. Not just, watching me. But please exercise this. Please do this. Please apply this every moment of our lives. Apply the word of God. Do the word of God. Read the word of God and do the word of God. Hallelujah. Actively. See, you just lay aside every weight and every sin which is easily ensnares us. Hallelujah. Every problem, every burden. Don't carry unnecessary burdens, brother, sister. Some of you are carrying unnecessary burdens. So, of course, we have a burden. We have a burden for you. We have a burden for the perishing world. That's a different kind of thing. You have a burden for something which is biblical and legitimate. And the Lord will, help you. And you will unburden yourself. And, come into all that you have, I will give you rest, Jesus says. You're not going to carry a burden forever all through your life. God gives you rest. Jesus gives you rest. Why unnecessary carry burden? Lay aside that burden. Do the will of God. Progress. Go ahead. There is a reward for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has a reward for us. Amen. Hallelujah. If you see in Revelation also, the last chapter 22, the Lord has a reward for us. Amen. The Lord rewards us. Somebody read. 11 chapter 22. My Bible has become very old, like the Torah. Yes. Where it is. Yes. I found out. Reward of life.
Behold, I am coming soon.
Yeah.
My reward is with me.
What verse number?
Verse 12.
12. Yes, read please.
Behold, I'm coming soon.
Quickly. Yeah.
My reward is with me. And I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
Hallelujah. According to his work. Reward is promised, brother, sister. Hallelujah. If you strive forward, if you move forward, consciously if you go forward, today onwards, this day onwards, this moment onwards, set your hearts. Keep moving forward. Hallelujah. In Christ. Ask the Lord, what must I do, Lord? What must I do? What must I do? Yes. Reject the world. Reject the way of the world. God can lift you up in any profession. Amen. Hallelujah. God can bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have your reward. Obey the will of God. Go by the narrow way. Progress. Go ahead. You'll have the reward in heaven, on earth too. Amen. Come unto me, all that you are. There's a word called, what is that? Enter into the joy of the Lord. Come, my beloved, enter into the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Why should we be sitting and grieving all the time, all through life? Enter into the joy of the Lord and enjoy the life, earthly life as well as heaven. God bless you. I think I can ask a sister to pray. And okay. Shall we all close our eyes? Father, we praise you. Thank you. Glorify, Lord, for the word, the living word that you have spoken this morning. Encouraged us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord, that we shall strive forward and go ahead and enter through the narrow gate. Lord, to your will, to your pleasure, to your treasure inside. Hallelujah. Inside the walls of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. That we shall go through the camel's eye, the eye of the needle, and come into your presence, Lord, into Jerusalem. Hallelujah. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Bless everyone, Lord. Bless everybody's life. Bless every family. That this day onwards, that they shall go forward and, Lord, receive the blessing of God. Receive the reward of God. Be with everyone, Lord. And even those of the children, Lord, servants of God, children, wherever they are, be with them. Enable them to, Lord, have a safe journey and come back soon. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with each and every one of us until Jesus comes in his glory. Amen.